This is an audio recording of the North Huish Parish Council meeting on Wednesday, the 13th of July, 2022.
Welcome all the members of the public here. For anybody that doesn't sort of quite know them, what is this, it's not complicated. Open forum, anything that members of the public want to bring up, that's the time to do it. That's when we discuss, your concerns or things that have been brought to our attention. Once open forum is dealt with, you're more than welcome to stay and watch us going through the motions, but you're not allowed then to contribute. So if you have contributed, make sure you do it in open forum. Other than that, you just have to put up with us. Okay, so on that note, open forum. So I invite anybody who has anything to bring up or things that have been brought to our attention.
Mr. Chairman, I had a person has drawn to my attention the overgrowth on the junction from North Huish, which they said is becoming excessive and blocking the visibility down the road.
Okay.
Asking if that could be passed on to whoever deals with that, please.
So that would be an argument to take it, or would that be John Whittington?
I don't know the answer to that, I'm afraid. It would be the vegetation.
Where are we talking?
Is it on the corner at the...
Literally, what we used to call the telephone box.
Yes,
exactly, the telephone box junction, with the overgrowth in the corner of the field on that junction, which is causing difficulties.
I can sort of happily see if John can do it, or if Richard can do it. I know Richard has got another post coming up, so he can't be doing little bits and pieces, George was, as he once did, but I believe he's trying to twist his arm.
But Chairman of the Highways should do it.
It's okay.
And if you write to Dan or phone Dan, I'm sure he'll put a word in the right place.
Okay, thank you.
So,
if you would, that's kind of thank you. I've had it brought to my attention, literally this evening, that if anybody in the parish has children that attend Dickford School, apparently Dickford School has an issue with, apparently two of the classrooms were damaged during the storms, and for some reason funds are not forthcoming for repairs. Apparently they're using the village hall for the classroom. And the concern is that with the absence of facilities, people might withdraw their children elsewhere. So if anybody knows of anybody that has children with the school and have concerns, if they perhaps come to us, then we can pass them on. Anything else to note before? Yes, sir.
Yes, so I'm sure everybody's aware the application of Lufford has now been withdrawn. Largely it appears on the advice of the planning officer, who informed the applicant's agent that the application would in fact be refused. And somewhat surprisingly, the applicants had actually been invited to reapply for retrospective consent. According to Trevor Pierce, the enforcement officer, the two main reasons why the previous application would have been refused related to its impact on the landscape and the AOB and ecology. Noticeably, no mention appears to have been made as to whether the track was actually necessary in the first place. It's already been demonstrated quite conclusively the contrary to the applicant's claims. There never was a track there to begin with. And had the bond not been incorrectly given consent, there would have been no reason for the track to be constructed. So it's interesting to understand why officers are even contemplating the possibility of allowing the track to remain. The parish council was going to write to the council asking for the application for the barn to be overturned, the consent for the barn to be overturned. Did the parish council ever get a response from the council?
I don't believe we did. I don't know if Councillor Bell has thrown any light on that. You sort of knew.
I sent the letter to Ali. Did it get circulated for signature and sent in? The letter has been drafted.
Yeah. That's what I was sent to.
Yeah, you said that it.
When was
that
sent,
Sometime ago.
Surely after the last meeting,
Weeks ago now.
We won, yeah.
If you could just, could you copy me into it and I'll ask why they haven't replied?
I know, probably because they were. You're referring to Trevor, remember his surname, said it may not have been the answer you were hoping for. It sounded like a story of tactics to me, but I think it really goes back, to, as you say, to the original application, doesn't it? And everything flows on from that, including the path for which they've got no consent. So.
Yes, I mean, it seems ridiculous that the council should actually be encouraging the applicant to reapply. And how many times will they actually encourage them to do so? Mm-hmm. And will this just become a never-ending saga? And had they actually refused the application, then the applicant wouldn't...
I don't think they got that far, did they? I think it was just withdrawn before they could. It was
withdrawn because the planning officer advised the applicant's agent that it would be refused.
Yeah.
Had the planning officer not said anything to the agent and it had just been refused, then they would not have been able to reapply.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether there's any collusion or anything, but I mean, heaven knows, you know, enough of the stink has been raised about it. Do you think they'd like to pull their finger out a bit?
With respect, Gerald, I would have thought the planning officer would have gone back to the agent to ask for extra information.
Yeah.
The agent would have said that there is further information, and the officer would have said, well, if you can't supply it, you'll be refused. And so that's probably why they withdrawn it. And it is a bit of a delay in tactic, but a bit more of a buy your time like from the agent and the applicant, really. So.
I mean, as it stands at the moment, as I understand, we're waiting for a new application.
Yeah, because they're not willing to put a new enforcement order on it.
Well, they can't till they have the outcome of the application. But should that, you know, should there be a... It will have to come to Peter and myself for consent if it's approved, if it's recommended for approval, and we have the option of referring it to the full planning committee.
If you want, Chairman, I'll draft another letter for your approval and send it in on behalf of the parish council again, just to reaffirm our position.
I think that would be sensible, because I mean, we are basically
following the approval.
So I mean, I think we should reinforce our position.
Rather than Ali sending me, but if you want to send me a copy of that, and we'll say, you know, why haven't they responded to the earlier one?
It'll go to Ali.
If he copies us in on the new one, that's fine. And we'll ask why you haven't had a response.
Yeah. And then they will be, you should have. You'd be surprised if we don't care for the next one either. Okay. Anything else for open forum?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
The planning application by Mr. A.L. Sayers, Holberton, for Charford Farm. I'm David Jeffrey at Charford Manor, that looks across at Charford Farm. We at the Manor understand that Charford Farm needs renovating, as at the moment the site is derelict. However, with the proposals as it stands around the main courtyard to the south of the farmhouse, only two stone barns are mentioned about converting them into one-bedroom dwellings, as well as modernising the farmhouse by adding a modern extension to the west. Adjoining the small stone barns for conversion is a large timber and steel-clad barn, which at the rear has a lean-to which has collapsed. This is attached to the carved stable barn, which is no bigger than the vestry out there, is in a shocking state. Roof sheets missing, etc., yet no mention of any work to this barn other than the removal of the collapsed lean-to. Also on the east of the courtyard is a timber and asbestos-clad carving barn. Neither of these structures are mentioned other than to remove the collapsed lean-to to the attached barn. Photographs supplied with the planning application are several years out of date. Now, the small outbuildings around the west are not mentioned. We feel these would have to be improved to make the development more attractive. We feel we are not being told the whole story, as the expenditure of bringing the site up to the modern requirement is quite substantial, yet two extremely large buildings with collapsed areas to them are having no work. Two one-bedroom dwellings don't make much sense, as it's an unused farm, as the main farm is Holberton. No farming other than grass keep goes on here, as the main farm buildings on the other side of the Charford Lane are in even worse state. No one lives in the farmhouse. It's been empty for 3 years. We had a horrid time with planning at the manor and had to toe the planning line, but with recent works in the neighbourhood being let go through planning without an application, even with permissive development ban, and ignoring the original consent given, We just want to be sure that this application is clear and transparent. Watch carefully as we look straight across at this complex of buildings from our heritage asset, as we have had been called by the planning team. Work appears to be about to start as truckloads of stone and diggers have been arriving this week. Already a hedge line has been moved to increase the garden by 20-fold, and we know Mr. Slayer's history.
Obviously, as you know, we've got to discuss this evening.
Yep.
With a recommendation that our recommendations are posted by tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have to work on tomorrow morning.
The one thing that strikes me, and I'm not going to speak for everybody, I mean, I can't picture what you're describing.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the others may.
Robert certainly does.
We could, it seems to be the sensible thing to do, would be to suggest that we have a site visit.
That would be perfect.
Which would give us the opportunity to defer our final comments so we can actually see and be told, presumably by the applicant, precisely what he's, you know, because this doesn't mean anything.
I know once he gets permission, we know what's going
to
happen.
But what's on here doesn't mean anything.
That
doesn't mean anything to me. So, I mean, I don't know if anybody else would agree with me on that one. If we don't know what's been proposed, then it seems to me we ought to find out.
Yeah, you're spending quite a bit of money.
Yeah. Could I, on that basis then, invite the parish council to make comment on that, if anybody's in favour of a site visit, or if anybody else knows more about the site than I do.
Chairman, don't we have to post comments no later than the 14th of July?
Sorry?
We're on a time scale.
Yeah, but I mean, if we let's say, email tomorrow morning to say that we feel we are unable to comment unless we have a site visit.
I mean,
that's the best we can do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. We have commented on the South Ham's website and we have case numbers.
Sure. Well, obviously, you're the nearest neighbour, so you're...
I'm not against him doing something, because it is in a shopping centre.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, you're the person on whom it impacts most. So, your comments, objections, whatever
not,
it might
not,
be...
What he's going to do isn't going to impact me greatly, but I just know that once he gets started...
Sure.
And all the other buildings haven't been mentioned. Mm. And then you've got the other side of the lane, which is in the worst state. And once he gets one set of planning approval, he'll go.
Well, some things can be fall down, can't they? So, could I invite the parish council to comment on whether we should have a site meeting? I mean, we have no other option other than say yay or nay, do we really, or don't know.
Unfortunately, I only saw those plans about 5 minutes ago because they came through today, so I haven't actually been able to see them properly. So I would welcome, perhaps.
We're not really in a position to comment, are we? Unless we know what's going on.
I don't know if Robert can guide us, but I would think you might be in danger of finding that they won't accept your comments if it's coming too late. Mm. They might, if you contact the planning office and get a written consent to extend the date.
Mm.
I think you need to do that first thing tomorrow morning. And ask
the only alternative, I suppose, would be to object on condition that...
I think you need to think about the option of sending something in case they...
Sure.
They may well say yes, they'll extend it for a few days, but you really can't be sure of that.
Well, in that case, would it be sensible for us to post our objections?
Chairman, I know the site quite well. I know the site quite well as it was pointed out.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a good idea for a parish council to do a site visit there.
Sure. But in order to get that, we perhaps need to object to get the extension so we can have a look.
Yeah.
Everybody think that's a reasonable suggestion?
Yeah.
So if we... I mean, we'll deal with that when we get to planning.
Yeah.
But I think that would seem to be the sensible way to go. Because otherwise, we're commenting on something that obviously council is steering over to the site item.
Chairman, might I suggest that parish councillors here take some time and actually review the application in detail. Therefore, if we don't get that extension and we can't put our comments in after the 14th or have a site meeting, we're at least clued up and you can send an email around and get our responses.
I never thought I'd say this, Jonathan, but could you speak up a bit?
No.
No, on my good side.
He's got quiet.
In other words,
you've got an old shark.
I said, Chairman, I think that the parish councillors ought to go back and do a bit of homework today, tonight and tomorrow, and clean themselves up on this application, because it is quite a large application. It's very detailed. It's lots of bits on there. Picking up on the chairman's point, that we can only comment on what is put in front of us.
Yeah.
We cannot comment on what if, buts, and many things.
Yes.
It is a full planning application, so it's quite detailed. It's got everything there.
Well, that's how we'll address it when we get to planning. Obviously, by that stage,
it's a massive infrastructure to get the electric, the sewage, everything he's going to do for 2 one-bedroom dwellings and the farmhouse that already sits there. But as it stands, he can't use the cesspits anyway because they're redundant. So, okay.
Well, that's how we'll go ahead when we get to planning. So.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Anything else for open forum? Okay. So, I think we're all here, so I'm not following for absence. Declaration of interest, I guess, as per normal. Could I have a proposal from the seconder that the minutes from the last meeting are a true record?
Can I just say that under notice boards, I would like to be put in that the quotes have actually been, I had actually done the quote, Councillor Luscombe. It's under notice board. The quotes for the replacement notice board have been circulated for consideration. They were actually accepted.
No,
but it was me that actually put that around.
Okay, with that correction.
I'll change that.
Thank you.
With that correction,
Councillor Bell, Councillor Hope. Matters arising therefrom.
Safer?
I have contacted Sutcliffe Play, who supplied the play equipment in the play park, who have said that timber is, well, they seem to give the impression that timber is guaranteed for 10 years, and have passed on the hollow post to the factory for their consideration. They've asked me for photographs of the post, which I have supplied, so they can tell what the post looks like. We're waiting now for a response from the factory for them to come back.
Have you done a video?
I have not. I did actually. Yeah, I tried a video, but unfortunately the sound is not as good as one video as it was in real life. Because technically it was to do a woodpecker impression.
Yeah,
no. They are looking into that, and I am hopeful that they have a positive response.
Would they come fitted?
At the moment, I have no idea. They are considering it at this moment, and that is all I can say at this moment. But
it is
being considered. Yes. Not yet an outright refusal.
No, exactly.
That's good.
Positive.
This might come up on the highways, but a bit of exciting news. When I came into the village this morning, the interactive sign was working.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the sunshine, it's charged the batteries.
Briefly, so I had to slow down. But it was working for the first time, I can't remember, in about 8 months. But it'll stop again in a second. But for the moment, you should rejoice.
I thought last night, I noticed that last night when I drove through.
Well done.
Today,
but
there's
vegetation as well, I didn't notice that.
I don't think so. I think he just woke up.
It's probably taken 2 weeks of continuous sunshine to charge for that enough for it to work.
Anything else arising from
notice board at North Yorkshire?
A notice board at North Yorkshire is back up.
And the notice board at Oakwood has been ordered. Councillor Grimmett and I eventually came to a decision as to which or to what letters should be put on there, and it's now just North Hewish Parish without the council there. I've also asked for funding. I've put in application forms, and I don't think they will give us money until we've actually got the item. Is that right?
We've got to spend it to get it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And it should be, I think it was 3 months, so probably September.
Can I just ask who's funding that?
Yes, it's Councillor Pennell, Councillor Smirton, Councillors Thomas and North Yorkshire Parish Council.
If it's their funding, then they can, as long as they've got the quotes for the money, one can apply for the money.
You've got, my letter of support, I presume.
I'm applying for them.
I thought I had support. But yeah, if you've got our emails of support, that's where you can put it straight in, and they usually put the money in a few days. You don't have to wait till it's done and paid for.
Right, so I put in a request then. Are you saying that we would receive the money?
If it's...
We have had some money in, and I
don't
know what it was for.
Oh, right.
That'll be the grant.
It's the grant.
£400.
£400 we've received from one of them have come.
Right, so we've got another £400 and... £200, £200 and £400, I think it is.
No,
it's £900
altogether,
yes.
I'm sure. Yeah, if you haven't had it, can you check, go online and check. But yeah. If you don't get anywhere, you've got a query, let me know and I'll check.
It's definitely £400 gone in.
Right, that's good. That must be the two
district
councils.
Yeah, the 200 each, that could well be. Yes. South Hand's usually very quick.
Any other matters arising? Okay, reports. As you know, County Councillor Thomas has sent his apologies. If I could possibly invite District Councillor Pennell to give us his report.
Peter has sent you a report, which I hope has been circulated. Two major things to add to that. You may have seen that yesterday the executive at South Hams met and announced that they have taken a decision and reached a settlement with FCC to take the waste collection service back in-house. That will need to be ratified at full council tomorrow afternoon, but I suspect that will happen. There'll be financial considerations, I'm sure. I think it will end up costing the council quite a lot of money, but I think though the executive have taken a decision that they can't put up with the lack of service and the lack of signs of any improvement in the service any longer, so we'll know more about that tomorrow, and I can't say any more about how much it will cost South Hams, but no doubt we will learn more as time goes on. I'm sure there'll be some financial penalty on FCC, but I don't suppose it's going to cover all the South Hams costs of having to take it back in the house, which will happen, I think, from the start of October. And they will take on all the... They will take the staff. They will take the FCC staff, both those who transferred out of South Hams to FCC and those who FCC have recruited since will go on to the South Hams payroll.
Am I right in thinking that the infrastructure, the vehicles and things are owned by South Hams?
They are, yeah. The depot and the depots and the lorries are owned by South Hams. They were built to FCC's specifications, which were not entirely perfect. let's put it that way. So there are some amendments, I think, that need to be made. But again, that's a future decision, I think. Yes, but that we own the depots and the lorries. Yeah. And the other thing is you probably may have gathered is that the planning application for the Aldi supermarket in Ivybridge was rejected unanimously by the development management committee. I've been following the comments with interest. I mean, I think there were something like 700 objections to it. And at their meeting last week, I was away, but I've read the minutes of the executive, and the executive, I think, admitted or said that the planning application did not address several of the issues which should have been addressed. For example, the the massing of the building in that location and the hedgerow, the biodiversity loss with the loss of the hedgerow they wanted to move out. And some of the people saying, oh, it's Southend decided they don't want an old D&I bridge. That wasn't the issue. The issue was purely whether this development was the right development in that location. It wasn't don't we want an Aldi. It was, is that building right for that spot? And after hearing all the arguments, I wasn't there, but the DM committee voted unanimously to reject it.
Riding and welcome, not fast.
Chairman, could I just ask, is Southend, Councillor Pannell, is Southend looking to still build something or develop something in Ivy Bridge?
I can't answer that, but they certainly abandoned the idea of having an Aldi supermarket. I think it's cost them £480,000 to get this far.
Yeah. Will they not appeal?
Well, no, they decided they're not going to appeal against ourselves. No, they have, the executive right. decided they don't want to take it any further.
But the applicants appeal.
Well, yeah. No, the South Hands were the applicants because it's our land and we're going to build it. So there are important lessons which I'm sure will be investigated into how we got to this state of getting this far and spending that much money before planning permission had been granted. I think there are serious lessons about the way you do things. Whether you get an outline permission first before you then throw an awful lot of money into developing it in detailed designs. So again, that's another big expenditure which we will learn more about as time goes on.
What a shame they didn't carry on with the doctor's surgery and the minor injuries unit. That probably about only a few people refused that, and yet it didn't go ahead. And I think that's an awful shame. Yeah. I think there's a desperate need for minor injuries. Totnes is closed.
It's open again.
Oh, is it open? It's 5 o'clock in the evening.
Right, I mean, and there are a lot of issues. For example, the council, you may remember this, I was just after your time, but I can remember us being told that it wouldn't lead to any loss of car parking spaces. In fact, there'd be when the scheme was rejigged, there'd be a very slight increase in the number of car parking spaces. What we weren't told, as councillors, were that half of those would be dedicated to Aldi customers, and that would only be available for 90 minutes. So that would have a huge impact on other shopping in the town, in that the number of car parking spaces available to anybody else who came into the town would be reduced by 50%. So there are all sorts of issues as to why it was turned down. But as I say, I'm sure there'll be an investigation and hopefully some lessons will be learned.
Thank you very much. Playground inspection.
I think that's the point. It's just that one issue.
Thank you. Chair. Thank you very much.
Defibrillators.
Absolutely,
Mr. Chairman. After the last meeting, I obviously did the annual check on the defibrillators. Two issues arose. Monthly check on defibrillators, sorry. The defibrillator in Avonwick required new batteries. So new batteries have been sourced for that. We got an initial quote of £40 for a set of batteries, and I'm pleased to say that we've secured them for £17.65.
Is that before or after you got the decimal point in the wrong place?
So that has now been, the batteries have been changed in the Avonwick defibrillator, that is back in service. The residual current trip switch in the telephone box tripped at some stage in the last month. I have reset it, but the trip switch itself appears to be faulty. Now, it was installed less than a year ago. I have asked the installers whether the trip switch itself is covered by any form of guarantee. Answer has come none. I've been waiting now for 2 weeks for an answer from them. I've been chasing it up and have no reply. I will continue to chase that up to see if we can get any reply.
Should we do that? I mean, you're doing it on our behalf. Would it help us do it from the council, or are you happy to pursue it?
I'm happy to pursue it, to be honest. I was on the liaison with them all this just under a year ago, and I'm happy to continue chasing it.
It's fine.
But just to be aware that it's likely to need replacement.
Yeah.
And if we can't get them to replace it, we will have to run
sure. Catch up.
That covers the heating in the case and the lighting of the box. So the heating isn't too much of a problem at this time of year. But it also covers the electrical safety on the box as well.
Is it still channeling?
It is a battery powered defibrillator. Yeah. So the defibrillator itself does not draw current from the mains. The current is there to maintain the cabinet and the light in the box, so you can see the cabinet.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So planning. So first one is, as we've already been addressing, the proposed development of Chalford Farm. I mean, we have discussed it, but I don't think we need to discuss it again. But can I just recap what our proposal is to do by tomorrow? Am I right in thinking that we are going to object, hope for an adjournment so that we can have a site meeting and we consider, or am I misreading that?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yes, and specifically I'm asking if that, for an extension of time to allow us to...
Certainly without an extension, without a site meeting, we can't support it. On that basis, we're objecting, with the proviso that we're allowed an extension and a site meeting. Has anybody got any other comments on that? Okay, I mean, I think that's quite important. So, hopefully we will get the response that we're looking for. The next one is an application for solar panels on a roof at Seven High Moor. We've got bags of time for this, but we don't have a meeting in August, so does anybody have any comments on that?
Very good idea.
Chairman Darby, yes, approval. Yes. We read it, we support this application.
Okay.
I think everyone should have
okay.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I have a second that.
That looks like unanimous. We then have single story rear extension to accommodate larger Porsche at Luckridge Chapel. Obviously, I know Luckridge Chapel, it stands on its own. It doesn't have any neighbours that I can think of. So, does anybody have any comments on that?
I can't
see the impact on anybody.
No, I would support it.
So, support on that one too. I've got to be generous tonight. And then, variations just to approve drawings of planning consent for Leaside Aidenwick. We have discussed this one, I think.
Yes,
we have.
And I think we supported it.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I'm happy to support the
other model. On that basis, I think probably we can just support the revision. Okay. Going on planning decisions, we have Bridge Cottage Aidenwick, conditional approval for an extractor fan on the lower ground floor bathroom. You can do that there. Wetcombe North Hewish application to replace the in-story side extension. I think we approved that as well. So yeah, with the good guys there. This one is withdrawn. I have to see if I can't remember it in the first place. Did this come before us? It is the application withdrawn. Non-material minor amendment, household application to remove existing gabled roof, extend walls, construct new gabled roof, roof lights at higher level to create accommodation, alter internal floor plan and apertures, construct staircase, It's a new story, new balcony on front gable, free enclosure of four small windows, addition of timber cladding, and inclusion of high level window on rear elevation.
I think, Chairman, this would have come under, we wouldn't have seen it because it would have come under their own permission for development, but actually, I think the planning officer has turned around and said it's not a minor a material amendment, it's something larger, and I think you might see an application coming forward.
Okay. And then we have our favourite, and also a traffic application withdrawn, which we know about, and we wait for the further press.
Well, I'll do a lesson.
Okay. Correspondence, I think I've seen most of the right. Anything hidden away?
No.
Finance, I've got another bill from Mr. Whittaker for £105 drains and bubble holes. The dates are for 4 hours. This is the dates, really. We have to clear that. Any objections?
No, I think Mr.
Whittaker
does an excellent job.
The only reason we're doing this month on month is that we ran through our precept and we set aside money for him and said we're going to carry on and we need to clear them on a case by case basis, which is what we're doing really.
Chairman, I would also say that Devon County have had their highwaymen out within our parish recently and they have been out clearing some bubbles as well.
So
they cleared out some actually, which I don't think even John knew they were there or anything. So,
okay.
Yeah,
I think this actually came across one, which was the size of a sort of meteor crater. Didn't quite fall into anything. So that being the case, we received 8p in interest. This grant for £400 from SHDC, we paid John Whittaker £216, Ali's expenses for May 1490, salary for June 8830, PA weighing 2230, balance of the bank is £10,196.01.
Chairman, could I, Mr. Chairman, I have found as a result of the defibrillator batteries and also the padlock that we discussed at the last meeting, I have a set of expenses here which I'd like to present to the council for approval.
Oh, I think given your good work, we can hardly refuse.
That comes for a total of £54.80.
Good.
Chairman, I propose we...
I'll second the chair.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember it was a while ago now, we had a letter from a gentleman whose name escapes me from it, who lives the other side of the bridge, bringing up usual things about traffic speed in the village.
Richard Cobb.
Sir?
Richard Cobb.
Thank you. And making, obviously, basically, really, all the points we've discussed over the millennia, really. He did bring up the interactive sign, which I thought was quite ironic, but less ironic than it's working. I think he suggested it might be one that the other side as well, and he was suggesting pinch point by the bridge and better road markings and all the rest of it. I mean, I think it's only fair that we should respond to him in a way, because he's brought these up. I mean, they are all sort of things that we have discussed, you know, ad infinitum.
And I think the bridge is particularly important. I really feel that it should be a priority to one side.
Well, I mean, we've been saying this, but God knows how long.
I mean, they just come over that bridge
But I think it would be only fair to actually address the letter. If you want to draft something and let me have it, or send it to me again, and I will you know, devise something. Are you happy for me to do that?
Yep. Mr. Chairman, may I have a request that we specifically address the point that he made, that section of the road may not be considered by the council. I think we should make it clear that as a council we have considered that. We continue to consider that and include it in our request for a 20 mile an hour zone when we put in our application, despite it not being an obvious candidate for it. And we also noted that area in the last minutes due to the speeding vehicles, which were noted by the police. So it is an area which we do keep an eye on as a council.
Chairman, have we actually had a response from our highway officer? What's he called? Nick Holton.
I know nothing.
Have we had any kind of response from Nick Holton? I think we ought to push to get a formal response to all our points that we've raised to him.
I think if you ask Dan, he can probably try and press for Nick to come out with him and look at it.
Well, a response first would be nice.
Absolutely. Well, go to Dan first and he'll kick him. He'll politely ask him to send you a response.
I understand Nick's busy and everything else, but...
I had a copy of the same letter which was sent to me and Peter, so I politely replied saying, sorry, it's nothing to do with me, Gav, but you really need to talk to Dan, your county councillor. And I was expecting
you,
him to come.
You used the correspondence?
I had the same correspondence. I expected him to come back and say thank you, and then I was going to say, and of course you also need to talk to parish council. But he never did come back to me. I think the biggest issue is the markings as you approach, particularly coming from the top this side. I've been driving that road 50 years now, and it doesn't catch me out. But you're surprised at how quickly you come to the bit where it narrows to sort of virtually one track.
And you get holiday makers.
Someone like me who's been driving 50 years, they're going to be people who don't know it at all, and they're the ones who carry on and crash into the cottage.
There was a speed camera there about a month ago, I think. But
that's not going to help somebody who's come down from Glasgow next week, is it?
But, you know, I mean, that's...
It needs big signage that dangerous for
the head. Priority given to one side, which really should be this way if you're going to Totnes.
Mr. Chairman, could we specifically ask for the road markings to be just repaired on that road? The work that's been carried out on that road in the last month would have been a golden opportunity to fix those road markings, but instead they've been left half obliterated. We've got slow signs that have now been reduced just to three.
Well, that's what we've got to break through.
Not even that, one of them we just off because half a W was gone.
It's quite interesting, Chairman. The new bits of road where they put new white markings on, but the small bits, they never even carried on with it. Crazy.
Well, they don't have to, do they?
Probably not, but it doesn't seem right.
If you would, perhaps we could just respond to this gentleman to say, you know, we've taken all his comments on board, we are contacting highways, and we are, we are and have always been on it.
I don't.
Chairman, on Canberra Highways, can I just bring up the fact that they're doing the roundabout at Kinnipa Cross? At times, it's shut. Today, it's shut the road between Kinnipa Cross and Fowler Scoon. And the traffic around these by roads are absolutely horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. There's no diversion signs or nothing.
They were doing the potholes on the side of the road, and they've done 10 foot, missed 10 foot, done another 10 foot.
They need to put diversion signs. It's crazy. Cars are going one way, cars are running going back the other way.
There's always going to be chaos. I think last week was the best one when there was a major pileup on the A38. I managed to circumvent that.
Just one pileup.
Every day that
A38 is shut, and they sometimes through these roads, and it's just a nightmare, isn't it, for people?
I was going to say that there's been a marked reduction in traffic in the village over the last few weeks with the roadworks around them.
Not where I was, of course.
But Mr. Chairman, also, would it be possible to ask County Council to address the roadwork signage on the Kitterford Cross works in general, because those roadworks are due to be in place for several months, but the temporary roadwork signage they put out is unsuited for the width of the roads and its longevity. The roadwork signs they put out last week were already crushed in the hedgerow in a tangle of windmills. They need to put sort of the roadwork signage out in a more permanent fashion. It's going to be there for 31 weeks as they are claiming.
Chairman, I will just respond to that. Initially, the site has only just been started, and then you'll notice that the hedge has just been removed. They have today put up new fencing and the like, which should keep the site as a site, and hopefully it shouldn't need the traffic lights and the other bits and pieces for a minute. But I take the point, they are sticking out in the middle of the road. And they have to do the road reduction on speed from down to a 30 mile an hour speed limit down through there. So
they would have done it for 30 mile an hour speed limit, so I hadn't been flat on its face in the gas.
No, the second one was right out in the middle of the road with blanket, and they had to stop quite quickly. But it is going to have to be a bit of a suck it and see for the next week until they get that site properly sorted. But to pick up on the point where they closed the road from Kitterford Cross to Falsey today, if that is to do what you say, which is to do that tarmac, I think a letter needs to be written to how appalling the shoddy workmanship they've done there, and what it needed to be shut for the best part, probably about 5 hours today. It was ridiculous.
If I go home that way, can I get back to Brent? Can I turn right there to the Kitterford Cross now?
Going to go up that. That's where I would suggest you turn right by Ladywell Park.
No, don't they?
And see what the problems are like up there.
I thought it was a
before.
Bury a car.
I wouldn't even go up there in a four wheel drive before.
The track, I'll go over the track right now.
Drake, you probably caused them, though.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
That's all right up.
You do 10 miles an hour,
you're doing well.
So, are we contacting Highways about that, or are we waiting to see?
I think we ought to, as a parish, write to Highways noting the signage, the traffic lights, the road closures.
And the impact it has on the traffic through the village.
And just the general movement just to make locals sure in the area, really.
Make sure it's appropriate to the work that's being done, basically.
There should be an agent or someone who's working, I think it's Coles who look like they're doing the actual doing the work. There should be a representative from there who might be able to come in and at least speak to us and give us an idea of what's going on.
Sure. So that hopefully will be,
it should be able to
move neatly on either the future meetings.
I was still on the highway, so
we're sort of morphing from one to the other, eh?
But it's still on the highways, Mr. Chairman. We ought to note that the proper work with the Copley Way has been apparently completed.
Oh, right.
Yes.
All right.
So, time will tell.
All right.
It looks to be what they proposed. I do not know how long the loose earth on the banks and the loose sand between the cobbles are going to last when river floods, but with any luck that should not be a while. But it has been completed to the specifications sent us last year.
And stop press, we have got a notice about temporary prohibition of through traffic. Not quite the next future meeting, it's 28th of October, which will give us plenty of time to forget, obviously, and then we'll all report out when it happens.
So where's the...
It's Mill Lane past Southern House Junction and Mill Lane to South East for 400 metres. To install 5 spans and repair cable damage for sub-belt rentals, No, it's been a damn thing for me, but anyway, it's happening.
The end of our road to Southern House.
Say again?
The end of our road to Southern House.
Yeah.
BT.
So that's happening at the end of October, so I hope you will remember that. Okay, so.
Just.
Sorry.
Next meeting.
meeting or somewhere along the way, can we just not lose sight of the fact that we're going to have a tree in the churchyard? I know we've looking back, it says sort of for November, but just as well to keep track of it.
Sure. So we'll bring that up next time.
Thank you.
Obviously, we will not be meeting in August. September, obviously, the issue of parish clerk still looms over us. Ali has informed me that she will be out of the country in September. It has kindly said that she will do the minutes remotely, so we have a record of whatever it is we do. So we'll have to get ourselves organised in-house for the September meeting, depending on what the situation is with an upcoming or incoming parish clerk.
I can still do the agenda, obviously, until I go on.
That's kind.
On holiday.
Thank you.
Just do the minutes from the recording.
Sure, thank you very much. I don't know that in the case to fix a date in September. Do we maybe go for the first Tuesday in September?
It would be the 6th.
We'll start the cycles.
Yeah, more in hope than in expectation.
It would be the 6th of September.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
The sixth. It's okay.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.